Let's get to it, folks. It is that time on a Monday where we get ready to wrap up the 4 o'clock hour, look back at the weekend that was, see who excelled. It's a little something we like to call Let 'Em Up.
Again, Butter! Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes!
What a display! They can't believe it courtside, neither could we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh, my God.
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Oh, my God! And the Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years.
Oh, yeah. Time for Light 'Em Up, brought to you by Hot Valley's Bubble Stash. Hot Valley's Bubble Stash IPA, the perfect beverage for the big game. Bubble Stash features flavor and aroma, notes of tangerine, blueberry, and bubblegum. Bubble Stash won a gold medal at the 2018 Best of Craft Beer Awards held in Bend. Homegrown, brewed, and canned right here in the Whit. Available on tap and in 12-ounce cans throughout Oregon, the Northwest, and beyond. Steve, Nick, and I'm Alex, going to give our top performers or performances from over the weekend, say who lit it up. Who's going first?
I want to go first.
Nick's going first.
Jonathan Taylor of the Wisconsin Badgers lit it up on Saturday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
Taylor had one hell of a game against Purdue. He rushed for 321 yards on 33 carries and 3 touchdowns. And so 33 carries seems pretty normal for a running back in a Big Ten game, and seeing that most games end 10-7 on a field that's covered in mud. But this performance from Taylor was just something else. He had a game-high 80-yard touchdown run and 54% of the total yards that Wisconsin had on Saturday. The 321 yards were the highest rushing totals of his season, and he managed to outgain Anthony McFarland, who on the same day rushed for 298 against Ohio State, which is just incredible to say you rushed for almost 300 yards and you were second in the week for rushing. That was the second time Taylor had gotten more than 30 carries, and he made it count, averaging 9.7 yards a carry. Every rush, pretty much, that Taylor got his team into second in inches at least. That is just incredible. Jonathan Taylor was lit.
It's lit!
All right, I'm going to go second here. I know we all love to hate him. Well, I don't, because I'm not a little baby and can acknowledge greatness when I see it. But LeBron James lit it up against the Heat.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit!
So, he went for 51-8-3, so I don't really need to say much more other than that. But the team also struggled out of the gate this season. He made it very clear that failure is not an option when he's around, and that if the youngsters on the team weren't going to get on the bus, and he was going to tell them to kick rocks. They won 4 of their last 5, back in the long-term playoff hunt. I mean, it's still November, but they're now the 7th seed, and at least in the picture, I think we all assume they are because of LeBron, but they did not look good at all to start this year. So LeBron James going for 51-8-3 and kind of taking the team on his shoulders, he shined.
It's lit.
How about Washington State?
Whatever.
Yeah, how about Washington State quarterback Gardner Minshew? I mean, this guy is extremely lit.
It's lit. Shout out Javi, Scott, because it's lit.
So here's the numbers: 28-33, no interceptions, 5 touchdowns, 311 yards, 55 points. That's not a bad day for a quarterback at any level. Well, those were his stats at halftime. They ended up beating Arizona 69-28. At 10-1, they're in the college football playoff hunt, and he and this program, one of the best stories of the season. If this guy is not in New York next month with Tagovailoa and Kyler Murray, every living Heisman winner, except for Reggie Bush because he had to give his back, should have their trophy melted down. Then they should go on a national tour and kneecap every media member who did not vote for him as a finalist. It would render the entire system even a bigger farce than the popularity contest it's devolved into. Minshew ends with 7 TD passes, 473. He's lit.
It's lit!
Taylor Cornelius of the Oklahoma State Cowboys lit it up on Saturday.
It's lit! Shout out Javi, Scott, Because it's lit!
Everything's coming up Taylor.
It is. Mr. Cornelius. The Oklahoma senior spent the last 3 years as a backup to Mason Rudolph, and staying at OSU finally paid off for the Texas native. His previous three seasons, Taylor played a total of 8 games, attempted 24 passes, and he never had more than 8, and it was in a non-conference game against Southeastern Louisiana. He was honored on Senior Day for his loyalty to the program and head coach Mike Gundy, staying with the school in a day and age where everyone will transfer just to get more playing time. So Cornelius stays at OSU. He then leads them to an upset victory at home against the number 9 team in the country on senior night. 30 of 46, 338 yards and 5 touchdowns, which pretty low for a Big 12 games. 21 points in the fourth quarter for OSU, including the game winner that he got with 45 seconds to go. Mr. Cornelius, a name that no one knew outside of Oklahoma State fans, he lit it up on Saturday.
It's lit!
So she didn't have the best game ever, but she did make history and made my daughter happy. So Sabrina Ionescu lit it up.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
She got her 12th career triple-double, which now ties her for the all-time record regardless of sex. Former BYU guard Kyle Collinsworth once had 6 in a season and got to 12. Now Sabrina does as well after she got 12 points, 10 boards, 10 assists. She was 1-for-7 from the field, had 7 turnovers, but made 9 of 10 free throws and, you know, had a triple-double. Also, I took my daughter to the game. I talked to her about the players during the first quarter, and she decided that Ionescu was her favorite. I said, good choice. My kid is now into hoops. Took a couple of games, but Sunday did it. Also, the team scored over 100, which was fun to count down to with her. I was sad we didn't get chalupas, but it was still cool. Sabrina's dope. Might be the dopest athlete to ever play here. Also, she's lit.
It's lit!
My next guy, I'm being selfish here. Giants running back, Saquon Barkley. This dude is lit.
It's lit! Shout out Javi! Scott! Because it's lit!
This talk of with the demise of Eli and that knucklehead backing him up, Kyle almost run over a cop, Loletta. Some feel they should have drafted a quarterback at 2 and passed on this kid from Penn State. One catch. What if, like me, you felt the only first-round worthy talent at the position was Baker Mayfield and he was gone? So you take a guy who was pretty darn close to can't miss. He's already had a noteworthy rookie year and has definitely put that spectacular gene on display. Well, in yesterday's win against Tampa at the Meadowlands, he was at his best. First game as a pro with a touchdown running and receiving. Young career high, 142 on the ground late in the game, running wide, showed some wisdom in going down in bounds. So far, he's got 728 running it, 540 catching it, 10 touchdowns, 6 games left, and even better, having left school early, he's just 21 years old. Saquon Barkley, number 26, New York Football Giants, is lit.
It's lit!